This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You guys are suffering more than I am.
I'm suffering.
Yeah, we're suffering.
Please don't make anything hotter.
No.
This is not a thing.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yep.
Yeah, don't use this as the bar.
No.
Welcome to Uber Spicy. We're back in the Kia. Today we have comedian Marina Wool with us tonight.
Woo-hoo!
She is going to attempt to climb the mountain of sauces. How are you with spicy food?
I love spicy food.
Love spicy food.
I really do. I want to sweat. I don't know. It's very cleansing for me for some reason.
All right.
I don't know why. I got some synapses that crossed the wrong way at some point.
You like sweating. All right. Okay. So we're going to get started here. We're going left to right. The first one we have is...
Oh, these are preloaded.
Preloaded.
Oh, yeah. you're professional.
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
All right, we got sriracha. First one, 2,200 Scoville units.
Oh, sold. Yeah.
Cheers.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, I already failed.
Oh, I forgot to mention, this is our holiday episode today.
Happy holidays,
everyone. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. All the happy Kwanzas and things like that.
Yeah. Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
Yeah. That one again.
Yeah.
Let me just explain the rules then real quick.
Gimme.
We have six sauces here and six nuggets. You have to eat all of every nugget. And when you get to the sixth one, you have to do that one with no liquids or milkshake for 5 minutes to win the prize.
Do we know the prize?
If you watch the episode.
Oh, I'm so bad. I forgot about the whole thing. Boom.
Yeah.
You caught me.
You're not the first. No.
All right. Next one up. And number two is Tear Fing's Curse. This comes in at 99,000.
99.
Mm-hmm.
The lesson or whatever it's called is don't touch your lips. Advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, with
just
the
as we go.
Get it all.
Yeah.
Away.
Don't touch your lips.
Mm. Yeah.
Tell us about ascension pole and dance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it is the pole dance studio that I joined when I came to Boise. So I actually started performing burlesque. Mm-hmm. Was the first time that I ever really got on a stage in Seattle when I was 30.
Oh.
And that's where Marina came from. I actually got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2018.
Oh, geez. Mm.
So I was like, this is my body. It's not going to get any better. Yeah. And then I got really into just working out. Mm. And I started doing pole dancing. And it is by far the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like...
strength.
Yeah, it's you have to get your ass all the way up there. And
you're upside down a lot.
Yeah. Especially this one is such a great community. Plug for Ascension Polo Dance. Highly recommend.
All right, in spot number three, we have a brand new sauce. It is the Uber Spicy Original Habanero Hot Sauce, and this is the first time we're using it. I tried it at home the last night, but I didn't douse my nugget. I kind of just... put a little on. I didn't want to do an episode.
Yeah, right.
And so it's a tasty sauce. I don't know how hot it's going to be fully covered, the nugget, but we're about to find out.
All right. Can we just examine the sentence, douse my nugget for a second?
I love that.
Let us meditate on that.
Douse my nugget. Yeah. All right. Cheers. Let's find out.
Thank you.
All right, Marina, you did your first ever show, 11-6-21. What is the most valuable thing you've learned about comedy in that time?
I've been thinking a lot about this, where, like, even when I have, like, bad experiences, something has, like, switched in my brain, and I don't know where it came from, where, like, this is what makes me a real comic. Like, I just had probably, like, the worst show of my life, like, a couple years, like, a couple weeks ago, and yeah. It was just, like, it was nothing, and it was, like, the first time that I, like, really, really bombed.
Yeah.
And I licked my wounds for, like, a solid day, and then I was, like, you know what, I'm gonna sit around a table, you know, like, a few years from now with a bunch of other comics, and we're gonna, like, share war stories, and I'm, like, no, this makes me real and authentic, so I don't know if that's a real thing, but my brain believes it, so I'll take it.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Definitely. And you can't be one of those comics that say they never bomb.
Right.
Everyone bombs.
Do comics say we've that? I would there's immediately a, not believe that.
We've had a couple.
Yeah, we've heard it a couple times and we're like, huh.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Right? Well, it's like they say if you don't fail, you're not trying hard
enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, you kind of sometimes you got to fuck around and find out.
You do, right? Yeah. That's what we, like, when I played roller derby, you're not following, you're not trying.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, yeah, I used to play roller derby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was your name?
Shank Williams. 911.
His number was that.
Oh, I love that so much. Also, I get the, you know, masochistic hobby sport working out. Yeah. It's a type.
Yeah.
It's a brand. Yeah. You are the adventure.
Hosted
Marcus.
Yes.
All right.
This one.
I'll warn you about this one.
Okay.
This is the bomb beyond insanity, coming in at 135,600 Scoville units. It's a rough one, I won't lie. This is the one that's going to hurt you. The bomb beyond insanity. Down the hatch.
Oh, I already hate it.
Mm-hmm. It hits quick.
How would you describe your comedic style?
I think, I don't know, someone recently described me as a ball buster.
Oh.
And I think my comedic style is what I wish I was out in the universe. And it's like,
oh, like your persona? Or?
Yeah, I do. Like, and I usually, when I get up, napkins.
For everything that runs.
Oh, yeah. That's hitting, man.
That's awful.
Like, well, I will also say that most of the time when I am on stage, I am trying to convince someone of things. Like, this is why I got into comedy, is because, like, if I could, like, lock everyone in a room and keep their eyes open Clockwork Orange style and make them listen to my opinions.
Oh, really?
I 100% would.
Really?
So, like, right now, my big thing I want... My big thing now is I'm trying to convince men to dismantle the patriarchy.
I've seen some... Yeah.
I don't understand why more men are down with dismantling the patriarchy. Because... Yes, I don't think it makes you into people that you like either. Like, have you ever been to a gym? Right? Like, all of these men, like, panting and squatting and thrusting with that, like, big no homo energy that gyms get. But, like, it's the only way that you'll get a dude who can bench 220 and will definitely refuse to eat a popsicle in public. So it's like, I'm really trying to convince you, but I can't, but I have to do it in a way that, like, you know, you just want to be someone who follows. So, like, I'm a little mean about it, but also, like, I just want to come across as, like, very realistic and, like, practical and, like, not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That was a very long-winded answer, but I think I'm somewhere around there. Cool. Like the ball buster with a message.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our next sauce up is the Melinda's Ghost Pepper Wing Sauce and Condiment. Coming in at 400,000.
This one has no extra, so that is amazing.
Yeah.
Now we are at the time of the show when we're going to go around and everyone's going to say a tradition that they like about
Christmas
or Hanukkah.
Or Hanukkah, yes.
Do you want to start, Chris?
Yeah, a Christmas tradition that I like, or I guess maybe a reason I like Christmas. I think I like the feeling of a house when it's, like, decorated in Christmas stuff. I don't know, it feels, I don't know, more Christmassy, you know, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
more
I like the decoration. More Christmassy.
I love memories of, like, my mom. I always had a stocking, and she'd always put an orange at the bottom, like a little,
yeah,
those little,
yeah,
tangerines,
yeah.
And that. Like, yeah, all the presents and everything, but I always looked for the orange. Just something simple like that.
That's
that
cute.
I miss.
Yeah. You
know, as an adult, and I don't have kids, so I'm not, like, carrying it on exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love those little simple things.
That's pretty. Isn't the orange, like, it's very traditional.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I've done, like, the orange with, like, the cloves in it.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's, like. I have no idea how that came about, but that is an experience,
yeah,
that I remember. You know what? I really do think that since I've moved to, like, I grew up in Denver, not a lot of Jews. My mom is a good little Jewish girl from Queens, New York, so, like, she just grew up in the tribe.
Yeah.
So I've always, like, not ever been, like, I've always been, like, the Hanukkah ambassador, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
I mean, one, I like knowing more than other people, and two.
It's an ego thing.
It's an ego thing, but it's also, it's, like, fun. Like, dreidel is a gambling game. I don't think people understand that. Oh, yeah, it's like Jewish dice.
Top, right?
Like,
okay.
Yeah,
I knew
you, like, you win. Gelt is,
yeah,
money, and, like, you win by, like, where it lands. So,
oh,
like, my joke that I have is that, like, you know, it's a gambling game that we teach to children, and probably the real reason we all end up in finance. But like that, and, like, latkes and all of that stuff. But it's also interesting. So, like, my parents are interfaith. So, like, my dad is, he grew up Lutheran. We were raised Jewish, but we always kind of did Christmas. But also my birthday is Christmas Eve.
Oh.
So, like, I really get screwed.
Yeah.
In December. It's like, right, Jesus and Santa have to steal my thunder.
Okay. We ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
5 minutes of fire.
Let me prep.
Yeah, you
let
are.
Me preload some,
yeah,
dairy.
Yeah. Coat your mouth.
Oh, that's right. No more.
No,
I'm
not for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Do I have to talk during the 5 minutes,
mm-hmm,
or do you just want a close up of me crying?
You don't have to. We will ask you
a
question.
I can protest.
You can try and talk. Yeah.
All right, next up. For the 5 minutes of fire challenge, we have Hellfire Doomed coming in at 6.6 million Scoville units down the hatch. Time starts.
Oh,
5 minutes.
Oh. Marina, what does Hanukkah mean to you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Stamina. I think it's very interesting that most people don't realize that, like, 8 days is a long time. Growing up, you would get to day, like, 4 or 5, and you're like, just give me the socks. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, you'll get a mix of, like, growing up or whatever, you'll get a mix of, like, useful presents that are,
yeah,
usually, like, socks and things that you actually want, so.
And
wow, man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
the front of my tongue is, like,
yeah,
numb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
It usually makes me
I'm trying to like zen like the masochistic part of me.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So is there ever a big present?
Yeah. Like growing up, like on the eighth day, or it was at one of the ends. I don't know why. It was either the first day or the eighth day. Woof.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I am tearing up.
Oh, I'm just full of phlegm right now.
Yeah.
Help yourself to all your napkins.
2 minutes down.
What are your goals in comedy?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, and I think I just want to see how good I can get.
Mm-hmm.
I get weird when I'm like, I have to do a thing, or I have to get like a special or something. I just like really want to see like how good, like I can go into like, I know everybody loves the Steve Martin, the undeniably good or whatever. I think, but I want to like be able to walk into any room, follow any comic, and like know that I'm gonna at least get some people.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, you guys are suffering more than I am.
Yeah.
I'm suffering.
Yeah. Yeah, we're suffering.
Please don't make anything hotter.
No, no, no.
This is not a thing.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yep.
Yeah, don't use this as the bar.
No. Oh. What's the time? Ooh.
We have a minute and 50 seconds left. We can make it. We got this.
I was gonna get my drink close. It's not gonna get worse. I know, right?
Again.
I'm sorry, audience members, I promise I'm dying on the inside. I'm just so good at keeping my shit together, apparently. Yeah.
Oh, I am crying.
Yeah.
Woo. This is our Uber new sweat. Job.
Yeah. You did this to yourself.
I know.
Yeah.
One Miss Selma Hayek was on a YouTube show eating very spicy things. And she is a boss. She's like, I grew up in Mexico. Our candy is spicy. Like, she was just like, it was
no
nothing.
Problem.
I was like, I want to be Selma.
All right. 10.
Nine,
eight, seven, six, five, four,
three,
two, one.
All right.
Wow, you killed it, Marina. We did the bomb. We got the Hellfire Doom. You barely choked. You only teared up a little
choked.
Bit. I mean, I'm choking back again. Chris is crying. Fantastic. You did a great job.
I'm sure I'm
going to
get it on the other end. So
5 minutes of fire.
5 minutes of fire.
Yeah.
Champion.
Oh, this is so cool. Thank you.
Marina Wool. Josh, you have a challenger, maybe.
I'm coming for you, Josh Rice.
Thank you so much for being on Uber Spicy. You
Thank
made
you
it through.
For
it was amazing.
Me.
Great
you
to
are
get
welcome.
To know you better.
This was a lot of fun.
So
I like it.
We'll see you next time on Uber Spicy.
Whew. Yeah.